Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
SGA became one of four players in NBA history to win the scoring crown, the MVP, and the championship with the finals MVP as well. Kareem, Shaq, Jordan, SGA. Boom. There's your list.
Boom. He's the greatest player of all time. Best season in NBA history.
It wasn't the best season in NBA history, but it certainly was a great season in NBA history.
It was a very good year.
Despite him not being your pick to win the title or the MVP.
Shouldn't have won the MVP. Jokic should have won the MVP. He had a better year.
But he had a great year, and part of that year was getting buckets.
Got a lot of buckets.
There was also a team in the Western Conference that had a problem getting buckets.
They need more buckets.
And they addressed that issue. At least they think they did. The Houston Rockets made a trade yesterday ahead of Game 7. Why wait for today when you can do it ahead of your biggest game of the season?
I love that the NBA allows this.
If I was Adam Silver, I would have been on the horn. Don't ever do that again. You wait until the day after the NBA Finals to announce a trade.
It's the equivalent. I know he's a little bit older. Like, this would have been the news of, I don't know. It's almost disrespectful to say Aaron Rodgers at this point in Kevin Durant's career because he's still a good player, but like a good quarterback getting traded the day of the Super Bowl.
No, I would argue it's A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Remember? Yeah. The Red Sox, the Yankee thing.
Yeah.
Like that happened.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant traded to the Houston Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the 10th pick, and 5 future seconds.
Second round picks, man. Who wants a second round pick? You can have a second round pick.
Now, I was told as I left here Wednesday by a noon to three host, he's not going to Houston.
Oh, well, that didn't age very well then.
It did not age well. Yeah. Houston ended up coming up with the package that Phoenix liked the most.
It did.
And so Kevin Durant now is a Houston Rocket. We're going to go to Houston for the ticker with Paul Gallant, get his thoughts on that. Does this make Houston maybe the next Pacers, the team that even though they were a 2 seed, they lost in the first round, they couldn't score?
They did.
I really like this move because Houston gave up stuff that doesn't going to impact him that much.
Ooh, how dare you disrespect Dylan the Villain like that? What happened to Memphis when Dylan Brooks left?
I mean, what did Houston do, I guess?
Get the 2 seed, bitch. Get you 2 of those.
What'd they do with the 2 seed?
Doesn't matter, okay? We're talking about regular season.
But Dylan the Villain's nice to have, I guess, defensively, but like he can't go get his own bucket, and he doesn't really do a whole lot outside of get into trouble.
Sure.
I understand like the whole side of a Phoenix Suns fans of that's all we got. We didn't get
really?
One of the young players. How did you not get Tari Eason, Cam Whitmore, Şengün? Like, you can say certain guys are untouchable. Jabari, they didn't get any of them.
Yeah.
Jalen Green, yeah, good luck. Wingstop guy, we've seen it. He scores 25 in a game, and then he'll score 7. Dylan Brooks, he's going to get a lot of technicals. He'll have some good moments, but he won't lead us.
Sure.
The 10th pick, I don't know what that's going to be. We'll have to wait till Wednesday to see that.
It might impact us because it's right before we pick.
But Oklahoma City had their bucket getter win the title. Houston, really good team, really good young talent, thinks they got their bucket getter in KD.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I actually view this as the rare, like you always have to come out with the take. Who won the trade? Who got the better return? This to me was a rare win-win. Maybe Phoenix fan is having that thought. You're dealing with an aging star who was very selective about where he was willing to sign an extension. All the intel by the end of last week said that he didn't want to go to Minnesota, and so Minnesota's not going to trade for him unless he guarantees that he's going to sign the deal. He's got 1 year left on his contract, man. You're not getting a huge package for a guy who might walk in free agency after 1 year. So it's not worth the risk for some of
Why?
These teams. I just don't, because why would, if I'm Minnesota, why am I gambling on everything for 1 season of Kevin Durant and then he leaves in free agency?
Worked out for Toronto.
It did work out for Toronto, and Kevin Durant tearing his Achilles also helped mightily in winning that championship, and Klay Thompson tearing his ACL also helped mightily in winning that championship.
But if you look at what they had to give up to get him, I didn't think they were going to have to give up a whole, you know, the whole roster to get
Can you beat this package,
Durant.
The 10th pick, and the Jalen Green
I don't know
stuff.
If you can beat. I don't know if you can beat the package, but Ant Edwards and Kevin Durant on the court at the same time.
I would have loved to have seen it.
Julius Randle.
It was a team I wanted him to go play for. Yeah. I desperately wanted him to go to Minnesota because it would have been a lot of fun to see him with Ant Edwards. But I just, as an organization, sure, you might be willing to take that gamble, But if there's another package out there that's better than what you can offer up.
The Thunder did this with Paul George. It ended up working out. He ended up signing with them.
He did. Sometimes it works. The Pacers did it, and I don't know if they had an agreement behind the scenes with Pascal Siakam, and he ended up signing the extension.
I think there was a wink
season.
And a nod there.
Might have been. But Kevin Durant is very adamant, at least according to sources, if you believe him, that he wasn't going to resign in certain places, and he basically wanted to go to San Antonio or Houston.
It was Houston and Miami, according to Shams, once
Miami
this came out.
Miami stuff is so stupid. I think it's a little disrespectful to Jalen Green to act like he, look, I understand he had his ups and downs. He had his hot and cold nights. He had good games and bad games. He's also only 22 years old. He averaged 21 a game this year. Like, he might not be the kind of player that you can build a team around, but he doesn't have to necessarily be in Phoenix. He's going to be the number two scoring option next to Devin Booker.
Well,
which
how's
maybe
that going to work with Booker?
I don't know, but I to me, I like the fit better than asking him to be a number one guy and a number one option, and so I viewed this as a win-win. Phoenix gets a top 10 pick in the draft this year. The second-round picks are whatever. You get Jalen Green, who's a young player. You can figure out if it will work with Devin Booker, and for Houston, they clearly didn't have enough offense to win a championship, and they clearly wanted to build the team around somebody other than Jalen Green, and they were able to hold on to all their other young players. And so I didn't think the return was going to be astronomical for Phoenix. I thought they did decent. And for Houston, now they look in the Western Conference like one of the teams to beat.
Yeah. If I was Phoenix, we were doing a Phoenix-based show, I would be upset that we didn't get one of the young guys.
Is Jalen Green not count as a young guy, though, at 22?
I mean, he does, yes. By age, absolutely. You're right,
like,
there.
Where would he have been ranked as a Houston young player last year?
I guess what I'm asking is, what is his ceiling?
I have no idea.
Is this his ceiling? Is
it better than Cam Whitmore's, though? Or Tari Eason?
I don't know. I don't know. I think Tari Eason is better defensively.
Okay.
That kind of has to matter. You got a bucket getter,
sure,
and Devin Booker on the team. Again, I don't know how the basketball is going to be shared.
I mean, Tari Eason's older. I mean, he might end up being a better player, but I do feel like Jalen Green's getting a little disrespected in this.
Oh, I don't. I think Jalen Green is what Jalen Green is. Mm. I just don't know how him and Booker are going to coexist.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty big deal. The 10th pick, that's fine. I didn't expect a whole draft haul for Kevin Durant at this point of his career. He's 37 years old.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think from the Houston side, it makes a ton of sense. Because even if KD misses games at his age, that team, because they didn't have to give up all their young dudes, like, that team can still float water and be totally in the conversation, especially if Amen Thompson takes a step.
That's who they want to build the team around.
If Şengün takes a step, and I'm going to love Şengün, I think, on the court with Kevin Durant,
mm-hmm,
their coach is going to hold everybody accountable. He will fight Kevin Durant if he allows that locker room to get out of hand.
Yeah.
That's the kind of coach Ime is. So I really like this for Houston. It was the one thing they were missing last year, and it was the one thing everybody's worried and why people picked Golden State to win. They didn't have a guy that at the end of the game could create and get his own shot. They've got that now.
Yes, they do.
I don't think Kevin Durant is the leader of that team. I don't think he's a leader, period. And I'm not even saying they're going to win the championship or the West, but I think they're definitely in the conversation of could get to the West Finals.
Yeah.
If you make that kind of move, I have to like it. Phoenix, I don't know what Phoenix is doing. Maybe they'll make a good pick at 10 and they'll be able to rebuild this thing on the fly, but sometimes that can be difficult. I don't hate Jalen Green. I just don't know if I like that fit at all with Devin Booker. I would have wanted somebody else. I like Dylan Brooks. He can be a fine guy to have in your rotation on defense and on the court. I don't know. I think I like it for Houston a little more.
Yeah. I mean, Kevin Durant's the best player in the trade, so I don't blame you at all for that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, well, hot take.
Hot take. Kevin Durant's going to help Houston next year.
It is a draft week. Are our Blazers going to be involved in a trade at all? Or are they just going to draft at 11 and sign Ant Simons? And
probably. I mean, we've been through a lot of off seasons, and that's usually how we go. It's, hey, big fireworks are coming. Here's a sparkler.
Well, they promised us the busiest summer of all time.
It's going to be a super busy summer, man.
But now it doesn't appear Giannis is leaving.
No, it does not.
So I don't. Who's next? Everybody
Kevin Durant already got dealt. Everybody else is banged up. I don't know. Boston might make some moves at some point.
Maybe.
Or
they run it back
guys
and say, Jalen, let's see what you got. You're the guy, and
we'll pay the luxury tax. What the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. But we'll talk a little bit about Portland. We had a coach dismissed in a game at the start of the game. So Halliburton left with an Achilles. We had a coach in sports taken out of a game at the very beginning of it. Maybe have some football notes to get into.
Yeah, a couple of football tidbits.
And talk a little bit more about the Thunder as they win their first championship. All that is ahead, but next is the Daily Ticker. Paul Gallant is going to join us down in Houston. What does he think of the Houston Rockets' chances now with Kevin Durant? That's the Daily Ticker next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.